Well, now ready to head over to Studio 2A. So pleased to be welcoming my guests tonight, Orcadia. Their new album, Hibiscus, is available now. Looking forward to talking about that over the course of the next hour. But without further ado, performing live in Studio 2A, here's Orcadia.
Thank you. seconds like this, discover ourselves. Well, I haven't had a late night, long time. Somehow I found you. Let's have a mountain day. Any day. Let's call it a day. And you're looking so fine. Wanna love me, it's gonna cost you. Been wearing a costume, I was when I crossed you. I'm sorry, but now I'm taking it off.
Real quick, those first two were called Stranded and Mountain Day. They're the first two songs of our album. And yeah.
Wanna do one more?
We'll do one more.
Why not?
This one's called I'll Stop Forever.
come. I'm steady, I'm a loaded gun. I'll stop forever, I'll stop forever.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am so pleased to be here live with Orcadia. Thanks for coming down tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
Anytime.
So let's go around the room and start off with introductions. If you don't have a mic, you can either head over to one or look to a friend to introduce you. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Firstly, I'm Carson Miller. I'm singing.
I'm Lloyd Verbois. I'm playing bass.
I'm Kyle Hersey on drums.
I'm Jude Kolodisner on guitar.
I am Phoenix Kester on piano and vocals, side vocals. My buddy here, Carson's on lead, of course.
So, thank you again so much for coming down. Excited to be able to share these tracks from the new album, Hibiscus, out now. But let's go back to the beginning. So first, tell us about how the group came to be.
We are a ragtag bunch of musicians, essentially, that we have kind of picked up and kind of formed this beautiful thing, Orcadia, with. Some of them I work with. Some of them are my lifelong friends. Some of them I went to high school with. So it's a very mixed group of people, yeah. And the ages range quite a bit from 18 all the way to, who's older? How old are you? 36. So 18 to 36. I feel like that's pretty wide. But yeah, we're all about having fun, making music about love and positivity and stuff. And, yeah.
When did you start playing together? At least the earliest version of the group.
The earliest version.
Yeah. 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I would say.
Maybe two and a half.
Was like the solidified earliest version.
And if someone was at your first show, would they have heard something that was at all reminiscent of what we're hearing now, or have you gone on a journey since then?
No.
it's been quite a journey. Uh-huh. I feel like we've made a lot of choices and I don't know, had to make a lot of changes to the band that ultimately changed the sound. But right now, like, I don't know, I am incredibly pleased with how we sound. I don't know. I really like the way Kyle plays drums and Lloyd plays bass and Jude plays guitar and how Phoenix sings with me and plays piano. It's just, it creates a great sound.
Well, folks who are listening at home aren't able to see what I see, but especially, you know, in that first set, it was so clear how much fun you're having. And I think that part of that, I'm curious, is that some of that the novelty of these acoustic sets are still relatively new for the band?
Yeah, and also I feel like we always kind of have this fun-loving energy.
Yeah.
If I just speak for myself, it's that the songs are really fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's some songs that are like difficult to play to where they kind of are slugs, you know, but these songs are like fun.
Yeah.
And like fast, and there's always like a good energy behind them. So that's why I think it's fun.
And I feel like I've always been a very, like, way more openly creative with Carson, and I feel like the music we've been making more often and most recently has been really exciting and really fun to make with him, you know.
So when did you start working on the songs that we're hearing now, the songs that went into Hibiscus?
The earliest one that I wrote on that album, I probably wrote 3 or 4 years ago.
So predating this project even?
Yeah. It was definitely predating this project. I wrote it in like a weird relationship time that I had. It's not about the relationship time, but
it was during the pause.
Yeah. So did the version of the songs that was floating around in your head as you started writing them, some of which before this project even existed, did it sound at all like what it ultimately turned into in the album? Like, did you have a pretty clear vision of where you ultimately wanted to take the group?
Yeah, I kind of knew how I wanted the mixes to sound and how I wanted the songs to represent and how I wanted them to feel. And I feel like for the first time out of all of our discography, I really feel like we hit that this time, you know, like I really feel like we hit every feeling that we were trying to, every sound selection is cool. You know, we've spent time on it and we're really proud of it. And it's really cool to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if folks want to be able to keep track of upcoming shows or be able to find more info. Oh, I'm slipping off my bench here.
Okay, I almost did too.
Yeah, we got a freshly oiled seat here, but in any event, as long as I don't fall off. Do you have either website or socials, anything like that that people can check out?
Yeah, we have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook with all some sort of Orcadia. Our Instagram's underscore Orcadia underscore, and our website's on there too.
Cool.
We post all of our shows on there and stuff. So.
Okay, sounds good. So you're listening to Orcadia live in Studio 2A. We're going to get back into another set here, and stick around. They'll be with us until the top of the hour.
She's gonna read me differently. Who's in the book? That one was called Book Club. Birdsong is the next song.
Slept on the train floor, for God knows how long. I saw the tracks fall, hit hard like stone. As I lay next to the trees, and my blood ran in the I'm calling you love, you're falling away. take you to that special place. Come on, let me change you to that empty space. I gave you away. Come on, no, but you were okay. Come on, let me take you to a special place.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you want to put one more?
Yeah, what's the next one?
Go 3 for 3. From where I'm standing.
From where I'm standing. All right.
Two. It's been gray, it's been dark, it's been wrapped around my heart. I'm feeling lonely. Can you stay? Forget my state and delay the pain. As I'm in pain without you, babe. Don't wanna be alone, don't wanna be cold. From where I'm standing, I can barely stand. Say you don't think of us anymore. Something up with my eyes closed. My darling, I'm still in love. Cause I'm in pain without you. I can't.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Orcadia. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
We are having such a blast. Yeah. I've got sweat awesome. Drenching my eyes. I'm jumping around. I don't know if I should be, because there's mics on me. But
yeah, I've noticed that a couple of times. You can very much tell that you're normally not bound to one spot on the stage, right?
No, I definitely have a tendency to move when I play.
No shirt, no stage, no problem. That's how Carson rolls. Running around in the crowd and stuff. Carson's a beast.
Yeah. So the new album that we're hearing songs from tonight is Hibiscus, and came out a few weeks ago. It was in June, right?
June 16th, yeah.
Yeah. So, tell me about the recording process.
So,
maybe we should start with Phoenix.
Phoenix, would you like to start?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think the recording process went very smoothly, I'd say. It was just, I feel like compared to our first album, we were all kind of in the same area. But coming to our second album, I was hitting my senior year of high school. Jude was down in Phoenix for college. Everybody's all over the place, and we had to like piece it together like a puzzle over the span of like a long time. But I'll let Carson keep going.
We did a ton of remote recording where Jude would send me his tracks from home. Phoenix would send me his tracks from home, and we would just kind of piece together these songs. And we were originally going for like an EP or something, you know, something small.
Like four songs.
Yeah, just something to listen to for ourselves. And that's still what it is, honestly. But like, it turned into a lot more than just four songs, you know. But that's really what this album is to me, I guess. Like, it's a bunch of stuff that I really like to listen to.
Yeah.
it's over like a long period of time too, right? Like some bands will go in and they'll rent a place and they'll do it in a month or whatever. Right. And this is over the course of like,
we did it over like almost a year and a half. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So when a project evolves like that, from starting off as a four songs, put out an EP, to then gradually turning into a full-length album, how do you know when to stop?
You really don't.
Yeah, that's kind of
depends on your drive.
It does. It really does, because I mixed a lot of it with the help of Kyle and Jude and Phoenix. They all were there to kind of guide me along the mixing process. But I feel like at a certain point I was like, all right, boys, gotta stop. I'm becoming. This is becoming too much. We have 12 songs that we can release.
Yeah.
It's not too much, but like, there's more to come, you know?
Yeah. I feel like when you're tired of working on it, you should just move on, right? Like, when it's no longer fun to do, you should probably just be like, okay, I'm
done. Well, even Beethoven had resolution, you know? Even he finished. Nothing's changed.
So, even though it didn't start as a kind of preconceived notion of, you had a batch of songs, you knew they were going to be an album, right? It was more organic. When you look back on it, are there certain themes or common points that you see that kind of tie this batch of songs together as an album?
Yeah.
I know for once, like, we basically last June of like 2022, we made the album cover for it. So I think we had a good idea of like wanting to do that album. And then We had most of the songs, and yeah, Carson just had to record most of them, but yeah.
But I feel like the theme that you're asking about, it's...
All the songs are different, but there's like a stylistic integrity through the whole thing. Like fast songs, slow songs, like...
Sorry, we're all rooted in different genres. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we all come from very different backgrounds. I feel like Jude is... You listen to a lot of John Mayer.
So. I'm so glad we name-dropped John Mayer.
Anyways, but I don't know. I'm a very blues-oriented musician, and Carson loves indie, love music, I think. Yeah. And I feel like a mixture of heartbreak and love can make a good song.
Yeah, that's a lot of what these songs are. Yeah. Heartbreak songs, you know, they're songs that you can kind of feel with, I hope. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's the intention, you know. And songs that you can bob your head with, but also be like, oh, that's kind of sad.
you have to look at the lyrics and be like, what did you say? Oh, yeah. Dang.
So, we mentioned before that you're, as folks can hear, you're performing this set acoustic, but that's not what your traditional live setup was, right? This is still relatively new. Yeah. So what led to the decision to put together these arrangements, other than just wanting to show off this really cool suitcase?
Yeah, Carson's got this awesome suitcase kick. It's all mic'd up. There's like a mic built in.
It's so cool. It sounds so good.
Professional busker. Why are we doing it acoustic tonight?
Because it's fun.
Okay.
We saw Nocturnal Theory do it on here a while back, and they killed it, and so I thought it would be so cool to do
an
acoustic
set.
When you reached out and said that you wanted to do it acoustic, I wasn't quite sure how acoustic that meant. Phoenix, were you going to have to bring in an accordion?
Someone get the dolly.
We don't have an upright in here, but that would help. I think it's a testament to the strength of the songs that even in this very different kind of arrangement that they really come through, right? The songwriting comes through, but also sometimes when folks strip things down to acoustic, you kind of lose the oomph or the groove a little bit, right? But these are still dance. It still sounds danceable. You're still all obviously moving around. I am too. I slipped off my chair.
The oil slick.
Is this something now that you have experimented with? Could you see this sticking around for other shows?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like shows that don't require a bunch of amps and stuff like that. You know, smaller venues. I feel like this sound really works for.
Yeah, we played our first acoustic set the other day, and it went really well, I think.
It's kind of nice being able to hear everything. Like, we didn't have any stage monitors, but we were still okay. Everything's still fine, you know? And I felt pretty comfortable.
Awesome. I feel great now, too.
Yeah. Well, you're in good hands with Duncan and Walter. Thanks, guys, as always.
Yeah,
for...
They are so awesome. It's so good.
How many songs do we have left? I lost track.
Three
songs left. Okay. Just a couple more things before we hand it back over to you, and then we'll have one more set playing us to 10 o'clock. So reminder that if you want to find this music, it's available on streaming services. The album is called Hibiscus. Arcadia is the band, available on all the socials. Any upcoming shows that we want to mention while we got a live mic?
On the 13th, we've got a show at Thunder Canyon Brewery.
Yeah, and then August 4th, we're playing the Rialto with a bunch of other bands, so that's cool. Going to be super fun.
Fun. You guys have played the Rialto at least once before, right?
One time, yeah.
Super fun.
So growing up in Tucson, like, what does it mean to play on
Oh my goodness.
On that stage? How did you feel when you walked out there?
It was a fever dream. Like, I've been wanting to play there for so long. Yeah. You know, honestly, ever since I saw Shaky Graves there. Another name drop.
Sorry, Don. Shaky.
But seeing him there kind of, like, put that in my mind as like, that's my dream venue. I want to be up on that stage one day, you know. And it happened, and I honestly remember like just blips because it was so much fun.
Yeah,
you know.
In the same way, I took a B reel, but that's about all I got.
That's just where like all the like good size big like bands go. You know, I remember seeing Taking Back Sunday there. Uh-huh.
And, like, Johnny Lang, baby. Oh my goodness. Sorry. Last name drop. I promise.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. We've got a few more songs here from Orcadia. Stick around. We have more great music for you on the way on KXCI. And Night Interlude will be taken over at 10 o'clock. But first, more music from Orcadia live in Studio 2A.
Thank you endlessly.
Delicate shade of blue. I knew you'd break and I'd break you. Don't you think the special's a word? The special us seems to hurt. There's no me in you, lo and behold. You were faceless when you were the girl. In your dreams and waking to life. Don't you know yourself and know your lies? It's love and confess, your heart's a mess. We're just people in two separate worlds. There's no need.
And this next one is called Dumb Fine Pink.
So expectations don't feel so good. I'm tired. Remember me, she's not dumb, she's fine, she's pink. Singing covers over me, she's so sweet and fine and big. So afraid she won't remember me. Well,
We have one final song for y'all.
Well, the first few months of heaven, next month's a hell. Oh well, I didn't mean to be the cause of your stress. No money, no sex. What a mess. Wonder what we would have had at our best. My friend, she's watering the plants. She's doing good. Yeah, my friend, she's watering the plants. I never could, and I miss her every day. Like I should, like I should. Damn, left all my quarters and now I'm at the wishing well. When I ran out, I can't react. Our piggyback silly dances. My friend, she's watering the plants. I'm standing still. Yeah, my friend, she's watering the plants. Now she's in Louisville, and I'll miss her every day. I know I will, and I'll miss her every day. I know I will.
That was Orcadia live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. Their new album is called Hibiscus, and it is available now. Well, we've got time for just one more here on Locals Only before we hand the reins over to Night Interlude. Danae will be taking you through the rest of your evening on KXCI. We'll leave you tonight with Chateau Chateau and the track That's My Kink.
And I don't